From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, June 27th. Coming up, we'll learn about the bird flu's recent impact and how officials are working on a vaccine to protect commercial poultry. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District will receive $6.6 million to buy new hybrid buses. The funding was announced by 13th Congressional District Representative Nikki Budzinski yesterday afternoon. The buses will be built in the U.S. and emit low to zero emissions. The money comes from the Biden administration's infrastructure law that was passed by a bipartisan Congress. Today's political climate has become increasingly polarized. Since 2016, one nonprofit organization has tried to bridge the divide. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more.
Braver Angels Illinois is bringing together a state Democrat and a Republican to talk with their constituents. Matt Hausman is the red-leaning state coordinator. He says their goal is to create a safe space for people with differing opinions to have productive conversations.
Part of the problem is a lot of our politics, the oxygen is sucked up by the people who do the yelling and screaming, go on talk radio or the cable news shows or whatever, and point fingers and yell about the other side.
Democratic Senator Paul Faraci and Republican Representative Mike Marin will be at Rantoul Township High School this Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
A new city council member in Southern Illinois says she went through a painful struggle with conversion therapy. In April, voters in Carbondale elected Claire Kilman to the city council. She's believed to be the first trans person to hold such an office in Illinois. Kilman grew up in Missouri and came out as trans at 14 years old. Yesterday, she told the 21st show about being placed in conversion therapy, which tries to make LGBTQ people change their sexual orientations or gender identities.
I was being forced to stay up and read the Bible until 2 a.m., and my parents threw away all of my clothing, and at one point I only had two pairs of jeans and a t-shirt to wear to school. Self-expression was just being limited. I had my head shaved. The way I sat and talked and acted was heavily scrutinized by not just my parents, but also my entire faith community.
Kilman says she's now a proud Illinoisan who's happy to live in a place that affirms her life. You can hear all of Kilman's 22-minute interview on 21stshow.org. Yesterday, Amtrak kicked off new higher-speed schedules between Chicago and St. Louis with several stops on the way. Trains will reach speeds of 110 miles per hour, which could shave 15 minutes off the original travel time. Governor J.B. Pritzker says this will help solidify the state as a major transportation hub.
Investments like these not only connect our cities, they allow our residents to access new jobs and to start new businesses, and they bring neighborhoods and cities closer together to collaborate for the betterment of our entire region.
The $2 billion project has been in the works since 2010 and includes building new stations in Pontiac, Carlinville, and Alton. Pritzker says the goal is to extend passenger service to Rockford and the Quad Cities. Still to come, we'll learn about the bird flu's impact in recent years and how officials are working on a vaccine to protect commercial poultry. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
The new PBS drama Marriage offers a heartwarming and candid look at the human need for companionship in a challenging world. Lead characters Ian and Emma navigate the difficulties and joys of a long-term, intimate relationship. Marriage explores all the ambiguity, insecurity, laughter, and touching moments that come on the journey to romantic bliss. Stream this and other dramas as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Bird flu has hit the U.S. hard over the last couple of years. It's left about 60 million chickens and turkeys dead across the nation. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 27,000 commercial birds died from avian flu or were killed to stop its spread in Illinois. While the worst outbreak in U.S. history has been tapering off in recent months, researchers are working on a vaccine. Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus looks at the potential for a vaccine and the challenges.
Pete Klopak stands inside one of his turkey barns of his central Minnesota operation. About 11,000 turkeys are eating, drinking, or watching him.
Right now, they're pretty curious because there's two new people in here. So they're warm. It's warm out today, so they're not quite as active as they normally would be.
Last year, avian flu struck two of Klopak's turkey farms in just 2 days. Klopak lost more than 100,000 turkeys. He says it was really hard for him, his family, and their employees.
I mean, there were tears, there was frustration, there was kind of the, what did I do, you know, how could I let this happen, I failed, that type of thing.
Klopak and other producers have worked hard to keep the virus away from their flocks through biosecurity measures like changing their boots for every barn they walk into. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that's working, and bird flu cases have really slowed this year across the nation. But officials are also looking at vaccines.
We need to have it in our toolbox, right, in case things get worse.
Alicia Noggle is an administrator of veterinary services with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. She says a vaccine for bird flu would be a preventative tool, an investment in the future. The USDA's researchers are testing 8 potential vaccines for commercial poultry. Some were developed back in 2015, during the last major outbreak. But Noggle says a vaccine doesn't come without some risks, like it could make the virus harder to spot.
We would not be as likely to actually see birds that are sick or see deaths from birds.
And if spotting bird flu were more difficult in vaccinated birds, other countries may turn away U.S. poultry. That's a big concern for the USDA, producers, and industry groups. Greg Tyler of the U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council says 20% of broiler chickens produced in the U.S. are exported.
If vaccines were to move through without careful planning and working with our trading partners to make sure that we would still be able to export, we're talking about $6.2 billion worth of loss just on the export side up front.
And it's not just the export market. U.S. consumers could also be impacted. Jada Thompson is an agricultural economist at the University of Arkansas. She says consumers can expect to pay more for chicken, turkey, or eggs at the grocery store.
If you're adding anything to a production system, the costs are going to go up, and there's no margin or room to eat that cost.
Thompson says a lot of this is hypothetical. Even with a vaccine, experts say only birds in highly impacted areas would need to be vaccinated, and a vaccine may not arrive fast enough to address this bird flu strain as the outbreak diminishes. At his Minnesota turkey farm, Pete Klopak says a vaccine would have been great to have last year.
Yesterday probably would have been better, but I understand it's a process. I mean, it's a huge process.
The USDA's vaccination trials should finish in August. In a best-case scenario, the department says a vaccine could be available in 18 to 24 months. I'm Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly sunny and hazy today with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, and Katie Pikus. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.